Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Live Through Jesus weekly devotion. This is for those of you who would like something to meditate on through the week, some practical application about something from the Bible, but you don't want to do a deep study. And right now, we're going through the book of Ruth. And last week, Ruth left her family and her country and her gods and went to live with Naomi, her mother-in-law, in her country, which was Israel, and live under their God. Both of their husbands had passed away. And in those days, if you didn't have a husband, it was very difficult to make it on your own. And so one of Naomi's daughters-in-law did go home, and the other one, Ruth, went with her. And so we're just carrying on that story this week. And what I noticed last week was just how devoted Ruth was to Naomi and to God. But this week, I really realized the sacrifice that she made, how hard it must have been for a young girl to go away from everything she's known and, you know, go to take care of another woman that's older. Because in this passage, we realized that Ruth is taking care of both of them. And she's young. She has no husband. She must be very sad. She has needs of her own. And yet she's setting all of that aside to take care of Naomi. And so that's what the blog post that I wrote this week was about, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And so just tell me, have you ever felt like this? Have these thoughts ever crossed your mind? I don't know how I'm going to take care of anybody else right now. I really need somebody to take care of me. How could I possibly meet anybody else's needs when I have my own needs? Have you ever felt like that? I have. Life is hard, and sometimes we feel like we have too many needs of our own to be there for anybody else. And also, we're not sure that if we set our own needs aside, if they'll ever be met, right? If we don't take care of ourselves right now, then maybe no one else will. Maybe you're going through a really tough time, and you just feel like you need to shift the focus away from everybody else and focus on yourself for a while. And that's completely understandable. It is makes perfect sense from a human perspective. But God has another way. And I saw that way as I was studying the book of Ruth this week. Because Ruth took care of her mother-in-law when her mother-in-law had lost both of her sons. But Ruth had just lost her own husband, right? And she could have easily said, "Hey, Naomi, I'm sorry. I know you just lost your son, but I just lost my husband, and I can't take care of you right now. I really just need to go back home where somebody can take care of me. We're both sad. We're both feeling without, and I can't carry the weight for both of us." That would have made perfect sense if she would have said that, right? But instead, she put her own needs aside, and she met the needs of Naomi. She left her whole family and her country to go with Naomi to hers, knowing that it was going to be her responsibility to find a way to provide for both of them. And like I said before, that is a heavy weight for anyone to carry, much less a young girl. But she was willing to do it. And then the first day that she went out into the fields to gather grain, she caught the eye of the owner of the field, and he took her in as his own maidservant. Boaz provided a way for her to have food and water, and he also offered to protect her, which was a big deal in those days, right? She doesn't have a husband. She needs protection. And then when she asked him, "Why are you being so kind to me?" this is what he said. "All that you've done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and your mother and your native land, and you came to the people that you've never known before. The Lord repay you for what you've done, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Boaz said, "I've been kind to you because I saw your kindness towards Naomi. Because she was willing to work and provide for them, then he was willing to help her. Since they had no men to take care of them, He wanted to protect them. Boaz wanted to repay her for everything that she had done for Naomi, but he also wanted the Lord to reward her. Not only had she made great sacrifices for Naomi, but she had also placed her trust in Israel's God. And it was as if he was trying to say, your trust has not been misplaced. You're not going to regret this. You left your own country and your own gods to come to Israel, trusting in Israel's God to take care of you. And I just want you to know that he will. It's like that's what he's saying to her. And Ruth was totally relieved. After Boaz said all of these things, she was so relieved. And I realized then how much she needed what Boaz gave to her. Her needs had been unmet, and he was meeting them. And she says to him, I found favor in your eyes, my Lord, for you have comforted me, and you've spoken kindly to your servant, even though I'm not one of your servants. This is exactly what Ruth needed, right? Surely she had been worried about being able to provide and care for Naomi and herself, right? And then not only that, but she needed somebody to provide and care for her. She must have been so lonely and scared. Yet this man had comforted her and provided her with protection. And because she had been willing to put Naomi's needs ahead of her own, then God provided for her needs. That is what struck me most in this whole passage. You know, we tend to think that if we set aside our own needs to provide for the needs of others, then we won't be taken care of. But Ruth was taken care of precisely because she set her own needs aside and took care of the needs of Naomi. God used Ruth to meet Naomi's needs, and then he used Boaz to meet Ruth's needs. And that's how he works sometimes. We are his hands and feet here, right? He doesn't have to work through people. He can do it without us, but he often does. And that's why we have to be willing. Even if you don't feel like you have anything left to give, even when you really want somebody to just take care of you for a change, then remember Ruth. Set aside your own needs and meet the needs of others, and then let God pick up those things that you laid down. You can trust him to meet your needs. Just like Ruth, when you take refuge under the wings of the Lord, then he will prove himself worthy. In 2 Samuel 22, 25 to 28, it says, the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness in his sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. You deal purely with the purified. With the crooked, you make yourself seem torturous. You save a humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down. The Lord will reward you according to your righteousness. So just keep doing what you're supposed to be doing and trust him to meet your needs. So that's what I learned from Ruth 2. Please subscribe to this podcast so that you can see what we learn from the third chapter of Ruth. It is Live Through Jesus Weekly Devotions. And then if you would also like to read these, subscribe to my Substack at livethroughjesus.substack.com, and you'll get all of these blog posts for free, and you can listen on the actual Substack app. And then if you want to do our study with us, then you can go to the Live Through Jesus channel and you can listen to it for free. The whole teaching is free. And then if you want the Substack lesson emailed to you, then you'll have to become a paid subscriber at Substack. But you get lots of scriptures that I don't have time to recite in here when you subscribe. And they're all there just linked. And so you can just click on it and read the scriptures straight from your device. So that's a really helpful thing. And then you can also take these and do them as a study with your church or your Bible study group. And you can just get one subscription and print out all your materials. So that's the cheapest way that you can do a Bible study with your group. And y'all can also watch the free podcast if you want to do that. So those are all your options. Thanks for joining me today. And I'll see you back next week. Thanks and have a good day.